Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature Motown songs that contain the word love in the title of the song. Well, coming up, Diana Ross and the Supremes, Martha of the Vandellas, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, David Ruffin, his brother Jimmy Ruffin, the Marvelettes, Kinky D, and Gladys Knight and the Pips. Well, first up, yet another number one song from Diana Ross and the Supremes, Love Child. Well, Love Child was the first single and title track taken from their album called Love Child, and it became the Supremes' 11th number one single in the United States. The song became the number one single for 2 weeks from November 30th, 1968 through December 14th, 1968, and reached number two on the Soul chart for 3 weeks. Well, Love Child is notable for its then-controversial subject of illegitimacy. It is also noted for knocking off and keeping the Beatles' massive Hey Jude off the top spot in the United States. The last of five replacements at number one between the Beatles and the Supremes, the two most popular musical acts in America during the 1960s. Well, Supremes debuted the song on the season premiere of the United States television show called The Ed Sullivan Show Live on Sunday, September 29, 1968. Here is Love Child, Diana Ross and the Supremes, right here on Motown.
Breakthrough! comes another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown memory from Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, More Love, that reached number 23 in the U.S. pop charts from 1967. Before that, Martha and the Vandellas from 1966, reaching number 9, I'm Ready for Love, great song. And we started with a number 1 from 1968 from Diana Ross and the Supremes, Love Child. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we continue to feature all songs that contain the word love in the title of a song. Well, coming up, a sweet song from David Ruffin, Walk Away From Love. Walk Away From Love is considered a rhythm and blues crossover single. The single, produced by Van McCoy and written by Charles Kipps, was number one in the U.S. rhythm and blues charts for 1 week in early 1976. It was Ruffin's only number one rhythm and blues hit, and only one of two top 10 pop hits for Ruffin on the U.S. Billboard charts. The other song was another great song called My Whole World Ended the Moment You Left Me, peaking at number 9. Well, backing vocals for the song were performed by a group called Faith, Hope, and Charity. Well, here is David Ruffin, Walk Away From Love, right here on Motown Memory.
Take the place of you. It's just a fear that builds within me every time you touch my hand, and a dread that shakes my body that even I don't understand. So I'm leaving. I'm gonna walk away from love. Before never have before. I don't understand it, but I know it's gonna take everything I've got to keep walking out the door. But those cards that got around me will lock me go someday, and I'd rather leave you holding on than pushing me away. So I'm leaving. Yes, I am. It's time to get it far. I'm gonna walk away from love.
With Tom Fallon.
There's a train leaving here tomorrow, yeah, and I'll be a free man once again. Yes, I will now. I'm so glad I served my time. I'm gonna meet that girl that I left behind.
When I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love I got.
But the sweet things she said in her letters made the time disappear. Oh yeah, she said no other arms will I let hold me, 'cause in your arms is where I wanna be.
When I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love I've got. When I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love I've got.
Your soul.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Spring in the air,
filled with love.
There's magic air.
The
the Marvelettes with When You're Young and in Love. They reached number 23 in the U.S. pop charts from 1967. Before that, another song from 67, reaching number 29 from Jimmy Ruffin, Gonna Give Her All the Love I Got. And we started with Jimmy's brother David Ruffin from 1975, Walk Away from Love, reaching number 9. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature songs that contain the word love in the title of the song. Well, coming up, a song that only reached number 87 in the U.S. pop charts, but it's a pretty song from Kinky D, Love Makes the World Go Round. Well, Kinky made one trip to Detroit to record this song in October 1969. It was a cover of a 1966 smash song from writer Dion Jackson. The superb close harmony team backing Kinky on this record was the Motown group called The Originals. Kiki's perfectly relaxed vocal was a tribute to the many hours of vocal coaching that she received while she recorded on the Motown record label. Well, the writer Dion Jackson recalled that it was just a quickie song I wrote when I was 19 years old. Quote, I wrote the song in about 3 minutes. I just didn't pay attention really to what I was doing. I would cringe every time the song came on the radio because I think, God, I don't like it, and I wrote it. Well, it is a really good song. Here is Kinky D, Love Makes the World Go Round, right here on Motown Memories.
You know love makes the world go round, and love makes the seesaw go.
Give me a
last night, The Pips with a great song, You Need Love Like I Do, Don't You?, reaching number 25 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1970. And we start with Kinky D, Love Makes the World Go Round, number 87 from 1971. For this hour, we featured all songs that contain the word love in the title of the song. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all your favorite Motown artists, including all those featured on this hour of Motown Memories, plus the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.